Well, I declare the array up to max imps employee, which happens to be 10. And I'll have a loop then, and all this loop will do is it will go up to that many times, up to 10 times, giving you prompts and reading in employee structure data. First thing I'll do, of course, is give you a prompt for the last name. I'm using the flush that I introduced a couple of chapters ago in the solution so that I can get the cursor to stay in the same line as the prompt itself. I will read the string, and the way you read a string, an entire line in C, is with get s, or get string as we sometimes call it. So that will accommodate if anybody has any spaces in their last name. The first thing I'll do, though, after I read that, is to check to see if it was empty. If you just hit the carriage return, that will be an empty string, and that's my clue to break out of that loop. Otherwise, I'll just continue the same process with the other attributes. I'll print a prompt and read the value. And each time, notice that I'm storing it directly into the employee structure. Impsn.first, impsn.title, impsn.salary. And there I'm actually using the address for salary. Scanf will read directly into impsubn.salary. I just noticed I used the word address. You're not supposed to know that yet. But the fact that I've got the ampersand there means that it reads it directly into the salary variable just like it does for other variables. It doesn't matter if it's a member of a struct or not.